Sechel Bidos Parat Aleph Mishnah Dada Tachtona Chamisha the Raivad Shisha, outside the outer wall of the Heichal on three sides, northwest and south, where balcony sticking out from the Kaito HaMesiba, the wall to the Mesiba. The Mesiba was the most outside room that surrounded the Heichal from these three sides, and sticking out from that wall were balconies. And the Mishnah tells us the bottom balcony stuck out 5 amas from the Kaito HaMesiba, while the Raivad, the ceiling of the bottom balcony, which is also the floor of the middle balcony, stuck out 6 amas. Not to say that the Raivad stuck out any further than the Tachtona, just the Kaito of the Mesiba got narrower as it went up, so therefore the Raivad was 6 amas, but stuck out the same amount as the Tachtona. But Ha'em saw it Shisha with Raivad Sheva. The middle balcony stuck out 6 amas, while the Raivad, the ceiling of the middle balcony, which was the floor of the upper balcony, stuck out 7 amas, because the Kaito Mesiba got even narrower as it went further up. The upper balcony stuck out 7 amos. Shenema. This is learned from the pasuk in Malachim. Hayetziah tachtona chamesh ba'ama rechava. The bottom balcony was 5 amos wide. Bahati koina vav ba'ama rechava. The middle balcony was 6 amos wide. Bahashlishes sheva ba'ama rechava. The third balcony, the upper balcony, was 7 amos wide. As the coast on the Mesiba got narrower as it went up, so therefore the upper balconies were larger than the balconies underneath. Sechel Midos Parat Aleph Mishnah Hey on the Mesiba Yisrael, the Mekarim Mizrachit Tzfainis, Lekarim Tzfainis, my Rav. The outer room surrounding the Heichal and the Kodesh Kedoshim, with the Mesiba and incline. This incline started from the northeast corner and started going up towards the northwest corner. Shabbat Yisrael and Legagos Hatem. If you went up this incline toward the northwest corner, you would reach the level of the roof of the Tam, the chamber that surrounded the Heichal and the Kodesh Kedoshim. If you started going up the incline from the northeast corner, you would face west. You would then follow the Mesiba the entire northern side, connected the Heichal and the Kodesh Kedoshim, until you reach the northwest. When the Mesiba reaches the northwest, it turns towards the south. Then follow the entire western side until it reaches the south. This is the southwest corner. When it reaches the south, it turns towards the east. It then goes down the entire southern side, connected to the Kodesh Kedoshim and the Heichal, until it reaches the entrance of the Aliyah, the upper floor, above the Heichal. The entrance to this Aliyah above the Heichal, above the Kodesh Kedoshim, was open to the south side, to the Mesiba, where it winds around towards the southern side. Now the Pisgah Sha'aliyah was higher up than the Gagol Shotan of the Mesiba, kept on going higher and higher as he went around, and he finally got all the way to the top point, which is by the Pisgah Sha'aliyah. But with Pisgah Sha'aliyah, how you stay plainly Sha'aret, Shabahan, how you earn the Gagol Sha'aliyah. And by the entrance of this Aliyah, there were two long circular pieces of cedar wood that had rungs in it. It was a ladder. With this ladder, he went up to the Gagah Shel Aliyah over and above the Heichal. The Rashi Pispasim Abdilim Ba'aliyah Bein HaKodesh, the Bein Kodesh HaKadoshim. There were pieces of wood sticking out from the north and south walls of the Aliyah that showed you where the border was in the Aliyah between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kedoshim, as you would not want to inadvertently enter the Aliyah above the Kodesh Kedoshim. There were sky windows in the Aliyah that opened up to the Kodesh Kedoshim. That through these sky windows, they would send the Omnim, the workers that had to fix up in the Kodesh Kedoshim, they would put them in tables and boxes and lower them with a rope from these sky windows down into the Kodesh Kedoshim. The reason why they would go down in tables is they shouldn't feast their eyes in the big Kodesh Kedoshim from the beauty of the Kodesh Kedoshim. Therefore, they went down in boxes that was open on one side, and that way they can fix whatever needed to be fixing without feasting their eyes in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Now, even though Kol Umara Bereach Ein Behem Me'ilah, if you benefit from Hegdish, call, you benefit from the sound of Hegdesh, such as a clay share or Marah, that you see something beautiful that belongs to Hegdesh, or Reach, you smell, for example, the smell of the Teresh, which is a very nice smell, you would not have to bring a Korban Me'ilah for benefiting from Hegdesh. And here, why can't they feast the Rive in the Kodesh Kedushim? This is Marah, this is just glancing and looking at the Kodesh Kedushim. There is no chiyuv to bring a Korban Me'ilah. The answer is, even though you would not have to bring a Korban Me'ilah for benefiting in this way from Hegdesh, but l'chatchila, you're not allowed to do so. You're not allowed to benefit from Hegdesh in any way, l'chatchila. So therefore, they would go down in boxes that was open only on one side, so they shouldn't feast their eyes from the beauty of the Kodesh Kedushim.